Deborah is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing at California State University. Prior to joining the faculty, she worked with the Center for Health Leadership and Practice, a center of the Public Health Institute in the National Leadership Academy for the Public Health Program. Ms. Miller has had over 20 years of domestic and international practice in such countries as South Africa, Liberia, Mozambique, Namibia. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Rwanda, Sudan, Tanzania, and Uganda. She also went to Haiti, where she led a public health prevention campaign in the wake of the 2010 cholera epidemic. Ms. Miller holds a master's degree in nursing, is a certified public health nurse, and in addition, she is a trained appreciative inquiry facilitator and action learning coach. Deborah has presented at numerous professional conferences as a contributor to Public Health Nursing Textbook and a paper on rapid implementation of large-scale prevention campaign in rural Kenya, which she helped design. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I'm so glad you put your glasses on, because now I feel more comfortable putting mine on, too. Thank you all for coming today. I have to take them off to see you. It's late in the day, and I know that it's the second day of a lot of presentations, so thanks for hanging in there, and I look forward to talking with you after the presentation, too, first. I have no disclosures. The session objectives are in the text. And what I want to talk with you about today is the program that the Center for Health Leadership and Practice put on that was targeted at tackling really complex problems in public health. We know that our environment is changing, and that involves a lot of collaboration and interconnectedness to solve the complex problems that we have out there. Who here was at the welcoming speeches on Sunday, and you might remember that Dr. Marmot said that every sector is a health sector, and I think one of the things that we're finding is that in order to really address the domestic public health challenges that exist in our environment today, we have to look beyond the health and the public health sector to achieve really meaningful impact. And this program was designed to do that. The Center for Health Leadership and Practice has a long history of public health leadership development that initially focused on developing individual capacities to be a leader. And so that included individual impact and organizational impact, as well as individual capacity and management capacity. This particular program really looked at kind of pushing that envelope forward a little bit and having impact in the field and the community and a collective and a systems sort of impact as we move forward. I'm talking today about the National Leadership Academy for the Public Health. The center also has a program in California. Anybody here from California? Yay. And so the same principles applied to that program as well. The goal of the program was to develop a leadership capacity to work across sectors to contribute to community health improvements. We used a logic model to develop the program and how we rolled it out. This was guided by a steering committee of some really fantastic public health leaders as well as leadership development leaders. And it was a process. I didn't put the logic model up because it's too complicated. You can never see it from where you sit. But it was the typical process of planning backwards to implement forwards. And it began by identifying what we wanted the outcomes to be, specific knowledge, attitudes, and practices that we felt would lead to those outcomes, and then designing the interventions or the program to ensure that we achieved those CAPS, those knowledge, attitudes, and practices, through the implementation of the program. The short-term outcomes were to advance leadership knowledge, attitudes, and practices of teams to work across sectors to effectively address community health issues. And a key component, I'll tell you up front because it'll help put it in perspective, is that the program brought in teams of four individuals that had representation from sectors beyond just health, and they had to have identified a challenge, a public health challenge in their community that they were willing to come together around to address. So an intermediate outcome was that we wanted to develop a cadre of more effective leaders working in community health and enhance a network, ultimately across the nation, of multi-sectoral leaders and organizations that more effectively improve the quality of lives, and sustainable efforts to improve community health resulting from action learning projects. And these were these individual projects that were identified in each of the communities of the teams. And long-term, the goal was for all of this to have more effective efforts and programs to improve population health status, leading to improved community health. The knowledge, attitudes, and practices were organized under key competency areas that included mastery of individual leadership skills, ability to work effectively across sectors, application of a continuous quality improvement, CQI, principle, use of data to assess, plan, and conduct monitoring and evaluation, and a commitment to a public health perspective. Key elements of the program were, again, this action learning project in the community, and we had the team sort of conceptualize where they wanted to go, what they wanted to do, and where they wanted to go prior to coming together in a large on-site retreat. They came to a retreat, had speakers, curriculum, and interactions with their coaches, and then refined their models. There was ongoing distance learning through webinars and other telecom-type situations, and continuous learning, community of practice type of things where teams that had similar projects and concerns would come together and share their ideas. Again, this was project-focused. The application of all of the leadership learning was directed at making progress in this particular problem within the community. And one of the most successful components of the program was just absolutely fantastic coaches from public health experts and leadership experts from across the nation coached the individual teams in some really amazing learning projects. Is there anybody here that has participated in this program? I met a couple of people at the luncheon. And evaluation, huge key part of what we were doing and continue, the program continues to do, to just improve and adapt as it moves forward. They used a continuous quality improvement. This is a very simple depiction, but it may all look for the nurses. How many nurses in this audience look anything like an abbreviated version of the nursing process? This is exactly how this continuous quality improvement was not only implemented in the program, but working with each of the teams to use it as a way of adapting and improving the work that they were doing. So the public health perspective was really targeted through webinars. We had webinars such as Why Policy Matters, Health Equity, community engagement, health in all policies, and again at the national retreat we had some fantastic keynote speakers like Angela Blackwell and other really fantastic people, and again the coaching support. Other topics included really, really valuable sessions like tension of turf, because when you bring these multi-sectoral people together and everybody's used to being in charge of their own particular area, a lot of turf issues develop, and so learning how to manage and develop positive relationships when there's tension of turf, and how to really effectively use data when you're out there. Those are other types of topics that, as I mentioned, it was teams of four, of established, a mix of established and emerging leaders. So we wanted to kind of have an interesting pipeline mix of leaders in what we did in the program. And the teams had to have a representation across two or more sectors or disciplines. There were 13 of the 39 participants, teams, had a nurses featured in them, which is too low as far as I'm concerned. We'll talk about that more later. But this is what the geographic distribution looks like. The red is the first cohort and the blue is the second cohort, or the other way around. Yeah, the blue is the first cohort and the red is the second cohort. And this just gives you a pictorial idea of the types of different sectors that were represented and disciplines that were represented across our teams. So there were local health departments, state health departments, local governments, tribal entities, hospitals, education, nonprofit, and others. And what we found was in the first year, we had a lot of maternal child type projects identified, and as the program refined and the goals of it became clear, in the second year we saw a huge rise in chronic disease prevention programs that were really interesting. We also had emergency preparedness. This was a CDC-funded program, if I didn't say that earlier. It was really interesting to watch the teams progress, both as leaders, as collaborative leaders, and also with their projects. I could talk forever about the projects and what these amazing people did in their communities. I will tell you, in particular, there was a team from New Jersey working on a lead poisoning initiative, and Hurricane Sandy rolled in. And what they found was that everything that they had learned coming together as collaborative, multi-sector leaders on this lead prevention put them in a perfect place, and they were totally poised. They were incredibly responsive and had some of the first response initiatives in that community. They put together an amazing video of their journey developing as leaders and also being able to be responsive to the community needs. So it just showed that the program didn't just impact the individual project that they were working on, but had longer reaching impact as well. So for some results, the first cohort, there's been two cohorts. The third cohort is being recruited right now. 91%, these are self-reported results, agreed that the program model supported intersectoral leadership development, and that this whole experiential learning, which we all know, adult learning, it actually really works. That not just learning about how to be a leader, but then having to apply that knowledge and be coached through that process was very effective. And 97% agreed that they'd recommend the program. Most importantly, teams report regularly engaging other sectors and leveraging these individual and team networks posts. The second cohort, where they just gathered some midterm data, the numbers are lower than the first cohort, but higher than you would expect for midterm, because characteristically, in these types of programs, there's a little bit of a dip as that learning curve sort of takes hold and people figure out where they're going. And so we were actually very happy with these numbers at midterm, and it'll be interesting to see what they come up at the end of their one-year program. So I took a poll from some of the nurses that participated in that program, and I asked them a few questions. How did they become a member of the team? And some of them actually initiated teams and applications, and others had been invited. I asked them what they thought their unique assets were. And this was really interesting. I know most of you will really appreciate this. And let me just find it. So not surprisingly, nurses have developed a keen art of observation. And in these multi-sectoral teams, they felt that they played a really unique role in being able to sit back and observe what was going on and then applying the nursing process and contributing to the planning, because it's such a big part of what nurses do. So observing, planning, implementing the nursing process. And not only that, they felt that they were really strategically positioned, sort of a bridge position between a lot of medical models and what's actually happening in community and with other sectors. And so it was a really interesting experience for them. I asked them what was unique about this program versus any other leadership development programs that they'd been involved in. And they said that this concept of bringing leaders from different sectors together was really unique and incredibly beneficial, and that they find themselves working together just very naturally now, having gotten out of their silo. And also that this push on prevention, which we all know is going to be important for the future, was key. So I might be a little bit, we're fine, okay. Just a slight discussion. I think one of the outcomes of this for nursing is that public health nurses must develop competencies to collaborate across sectors, not just within the health sector, but beyond that. And we all know this as public health nurses, mobilizing, engaging communities is key, and that we have to stay at the forefront of addressing public health inequities in our communities. And finally, some of the feedback that I got from the nurses, and I personally have a strong feeling about this myself, is that we really want to address this competency building in programs like this, but also across the whole spectrum of nursing education. So often, these types of leadership issues are introduced at the master's level, and many of us really believe that we need to start incorporating this even at the bachelor's level and then building on it and accelerating our nursing leadership throughout the course of a career. The Academy is accepting applications for the third cohort, so if any of you are interested, it's fully funded by the Center for Disease Control, so there's no cost to you for participation in the program. It involves you pulling together a team of four, addressing a need in your community, and making sure that you have cross-sectorial representation on that team. If the deadline for the applications is November 26th. If anybody's interested, you can go to healthleadership.org, and take a look at it. Kharia Lustig is the deputy director. The program is run by Dr. Carmen Navarez, who is a past president of APHA. And Kharia is the deputy. That's her contact information. And Maggie Jones at the Center for Health Community Health Evaluation did fantastic work on some of our evaluation research. And with that, I leave you and look forward to questions at the end.